Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you today? This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. It's Genevieve, your transgender host, bringing you more wonderful words from our Lord and from His book, the Bible. And I'd like to know, how are you today? I just trust that your day has gone well, you know, and I just pray that each day that you live, I just pray that you keep looking forward to another day because, you know, each day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad, as the psalmist says. And I just pray your day has gone well. And if it hasn't gone well, just praise God. Just praise God anyway. You know, having a bad day is not the end of the world, you know. You just pray to Him, you know, look forward to the future, look forward to another day. Today's reading is from the fourth chapter of 1 John. That's toward the end of the book, end of the New Testament. I'll be reading quite a bit today from the fourth chapter. I'll be reading from the 7th verse through the 20th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, that He loved us and sent us His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and that they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because He has first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate your brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. This reading of the Word of God. Now, this particular passage I've read over and over, it's been on my mind for the last couple of weeks because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a Christian who happens to be transgender. And as you go through the news, you know, there are many towns and municipalities and cities and states and countries, many countries are talking about marriage equality and transgender rights. Many anti-discrimination bills are being considered or even talked about. Now, 10 years ago, you didn't think this would be possible. They're talking in these places that you would consider to be, I won't say fundamentalist, but, you know, more conservative in their approach. And, no, that's okay. That's fine. Now, with the advent of many municipalities, many places considering trans rights, and next month's Pride Month, so it'll be a big time to share what's God's view on a lot of this. When I read this, I thought about going back to Matthew chapter 22, the two great commandments: love God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And throughout this whole passage here, that particular vein runs through. No, God loves us. No, even though we're sinners, you know, He loves us. So, you know, He's just God, not only does He accept us, but also proves love to us. In fact, He wants to make an opportunity for us to give every man an opportunity in His presence. So Jesus was sacrificed for each and every one of us. Now, since God loves us, He said we ought to love one another. Now, those of us who have God's Spirit has just come to our life, it should be automatic that we love each other. Now, you know, I think the last couple of years, I think, with the events of the marriage equality and transgender rights and a lot of things concerning the LGBTQ community. LGBT is lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer communities. A lot of similarities in the communities, but there are also some differences too. But with all this, I think, with all these things coming up now, I think in some places, I think Christian love is being put to the test. Because I've heard a lot of things emanating from a lot of things, you know, a lot of places all over the place, but even more so from some pulpits. Now, remind you, not all churches do this. You know, I thank God for the men who are open and affirming to LGBTQ people. You know, and I thank God for that. But with the more visibility that trans people are getting now, you know, I think this love is really being put to the test, you know. It's one thing to say that you love God, it's another you love your brother and sister, it's another one to act upon it. Mind you that, you know, love is emotional, it's sentimental, but love also has to be an act of will. And I often wonder how many churches, some places of worship, display the love of God when a person from a different race first graces their doors, or a person that's gay or trans or lesbian or queer, or maybe someone who just got out of prison, or somebody else who emigrated from another country. You know, love goes beyond, you know, our culture, our neighborhoods, our friends. You know, if you're a child of God, you're a child of God. You know, you should love anyone who comes through the door, comes to the doors of the church. And that's a motto I've always lived by ever since I asked Christ in my life over 40 years ago, that anybody who walks through the doors of the church are welcome. It doesn't matter who they are. You know, my Muslim brother, you know, my Jewish sister. No, it doesn't matter, you know, because you have to remember, Jesus Christ died for them too. Jesus died for everybody. Well, the verse I thought about concentrating today was verse 20. Let me read it again. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Now, if a person says, you know, who have accepted Christ in their life, have God's Spirit in their life, say that they love God, and yet they hate someone who is different from them, you know, is that calling to the question? You know, was their conversion real? I generally don't question that because I think that's a personal and an individual thing. But we need to remember, you know, we're fallen people, so, you know, there may be some things that God needs to work out in our lives. And so, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, I'm perfect. So God may, that's an area that God may have to do a work in your heart. Some of the things, as I mentioned, some of the things that are pulpits, sadly, you know, I've known, you know, there have been a lot of people, trans people and gay and lesbian people who just abandoned the church, want to have nothing to do with it. It's kind of a double-edged sword because I don't blame them for leaving that particular church, but there are other places where people can, where they are accepting and affirming. You know, if one church doesn't accept you, find another one. If one place of worship doesn't accept you, look for another one. You know, don't throw the baby with bathwater. You know, because there are many in the LGBT community who come from a church background, and it's important in their lives. I know it is in mine. And I know a number of my friends is important. You know, I just praise God that He put me with a community that's accepting and affirming of LGBT people, and all people for that matter. And yet, and when I look at the 20th verse, you know, a lot of people, some will say that they love God with all their heart, they love Jesus. But if a come and play with a person who's trans, you know, I've heard things say, well, they need to pray harder, you know, they're living in sin, or they're deviant, or they're evil, or they're trying to, you know, wreck the institution of marriage, which is ridiculous. You know, or they want to attack, you know, women and girls. There are other issues I can go into, but that's for another day. But what if, I think the thing that some may need to remember is that many people who have accepted Christ in their life, have been forgiven of their sin, and who love Jesus with all their heart, are transgender, are gay, are lesbian. You know, know, or gender variant. You know, there are different races. You know, they come from different lands. You know, my, you know, I live here, you know, my sister is somebody who's in Russia, or my brother could be somebody in Africa, or somebody could be out there in Pakistan, or anywhere. This is my brother. No, we may not speak the language, we may not understand the culture, but there's still a person who's in Christ. You know, there's my brother and my sister, and I'm to love them. And God points us out that someone who does love God and hate their brothers or their sisters are liars. I didn't say that. No, this is what the Bible says. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen, can love God whom they have not seen. Now, one thing you have to remember, is, okay, the person is different from you. He may think from you, you know. He may think different from you. He may look different from you. His life is different from you. But the point is you died for him. Her also. People, you know, and the thing is that they love God. They want to be a part of their communities. You know, and they want to make a difference. That I've seen many times where people want to make a difference. And it's sad when I hear that many people, men and women, who, when they came out, either they were forced to leave their places of worship, or they were forced to stop, or they were asked to leave. And that's sad. It's really sad when I hear that. It breaks my heart when I hear that. And now I just think, now that is coming more to the fore, and I'm happy that many places are talking about this now. Because, listen, you know, the institutional church is wrong about a lot of things. I mean, they were wrong about slavery. They were wrong with many Native Americans or women, you know, or maybe even on the positions that they took. I know I was in service during the Vietnam War, and I remember that was a big issue. You know, and I know some of the church was in support of, you know, war. You know, and I was reminded that, yes, they were American Christians, but I'm very sure they're Vietnamese Christians also. And when I read, you know, when I look at verse 20, you know, it's not something that we can just willy-nilly pick and choose. Go to verse 21. The commandment we have is from him. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This is a command. So this is something that we call ourselves Christians, those of us who have a good spirit, must do. As I mentioned earlier, you know, love is not sentimental and feel good. It's also an act of the will. You know, if you're ever going to find out what a person's about, you have to be willing to sit down with them, put your own biases and prejudices aside, and put your own ego aside. I remember when I first came out transgender, I had to learn. about this to be trans, but also had to learn a lot of things about the gay community. I didn't know anything. So it came out quite late in life, in my mid-50s. And it wasn't, you know, so I had things I had to learn. I didn't know what was new to me. And like we do, we're going to make some mistakes. You know, it's a little scary, you know, kind of tread lightly. But in time, I understood what my own journey is about, but other people's journeys also. And these are gay and lesbian Jew Christians. But one thing we had in common is we all loved God. We had God's spirit in our lives. And I think I made the transition a lot easier. You know, and I thank God for those people. You know, and a lot of them are still my friends. And I see from time, as you'll see, a couple have passed on. But I remember that. I always remember feeling welcome. And as a person of Christ, you know, we should always love all those. You know, one thing you go through the whole Bible is, you know, you treat people who are foreigners. It's one thing to treat your own people, right? But it's another thing to treat somebody who's different from you. You know, that's something that runs all through God's word. And then when God did judges in hospitality, and one thing he did judge was the mistreatment of the foreigner. Now, in a metaphorical sense, you could say LGBT are, you know, foreigners. Even though they're not, they're kind of looked on as alien or strange. But you go to scripture, God always used people outside the mainstream. You know, look at Solomon, he was a king, but look at Amos, he was a sheep farmer, he was a shepherd. And you look at all the apostles, they were fishermen. Oh, majority of them were fishermen. No, they weren't educated. They weren't any of the noble. They weren't noble or anything like that. And I look too, you know, I look at my LGBT brothers and sisters. We're looked upon as different and strange. But the thing is God created them as they are. God created each and every one of us as we are. You know, when my brother, when my Christian brother and sister come in, it doesn't matter who they are. When they come and do a welcome, I greet them, you know. It doesn't matter who they are. You know, I treat them. God loved them just like he loved anybody else. And the point I'd like to leave with is that you don't be caught in, you know, you want God to say that you're a liar because you don't love your brothers and sister just because they're different. They say in the country, I think Reverend Martin Luther King said, the most segregated hour in the day is Sunday morning worship at 11 o'clock. And that's really sad. If once you think about it, that's really sad. And it shouldn't be that way. And it doesn't have to be that way either. You know, and the world's changing. You know, the world's changing, and God has a way of working things out. You know, God wants to do a new work in all of us. You know, I look forward to all the changes, you know, God wants to do, you know. You know, I welcome that new person, the person from another country or know who's different from me. You know, and I just thank God that, I've seen this, you know, and this is something God can do. You know, if I am struggling with this, please ask Jesus to forgive you, ask Jesus to show you. Those of you may have walked away from church because of some of the treatment I mentioned earlier, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Find a place where they will welcome you. There's many, many being or bi or queer or gender variant, nor if, you know, or it doesn't matter what race that you are, or gender or sexuality. Many places like that. And if it's something you struggle in your life, you know, ask God to help you with this. You know, ask Him to, you know, forgive you of your sin. Forgive you. You know, let Him add, you know, let Him, if you have the Spirit of God in you, God will put that love in your heart. And it's something that you need to do, something that we all need to do. I just believe that this is an exciting time in our history. And I've seen many changes, you know, many things are changing, right? We're in the middle of transition. Sort of like my transgender. Being trans, my transgender transition. You know, life is like that too. And one thing that we have in life, change. Some people say taxes and death, you can say that too. But change is constant. There's nothing you can do about it. Now, either you change, you know, God's going to change. Either you can go with God or God's going to keep you going and leave you behind. And I like to point out that, you know, God loves each and every one of us. You know, God and His Son die for us, you know, and we must love our brother and our sister. You know, how, God has to work in each and every one of us. You know, the main thing is you make sure, you know, God's working in you, and you pray God working in your brothers, because probably both of you may have things to be worked out in your life. You never know. And I pray that this lesson has touched somebody's heart. I just pray somebody was blessed by this. I just pray that somebody was blessed by this. And I just pray that somebody really needs to hear this. And just remember, you know, God loves you, Jesus died for you, and God wants to do things in your life. And He'll do it. And again, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. I just pray that this study will help you out. And I just thank you for joining me. This is Genevieve and Genevieve's Gems. And I look forward to the next time we get together. God bless you. Amen. Well, I just practically the whole hour.